48 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, Sports This Hour brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply, WWC Engineering, and James, look outside. In fact, you just came in from outside.
Yeah, it's there's snow on the ground.
There's snow on the ground. How about that?
And it's cold.
It is chilly. It's one above.
Mm-hmm. You can feel it.
Right now, it is chilly. Going to be chilly today. And that winter weather advisory going to go off about noon today. We're not going to see too much more accumulation, if any. So what we got's what we got. And then 3 below tonight overnight. And then start a little bit more warmer weather Friday, upper 20s and upper 30s Saturday. And then Sunday in upper 30s and 50s Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So this will all be gone.
Yeah.
Hey, put this on your calendar. February 28th.
Okay.
Look up at the
sky. It's already there.
Look up at the sky. Mercury, Venus, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune will all align across the sky.
Hmm.
You got a telescope? Rock out.
Cool.
Yeah. Way cool. They're all going to align on February 28th, so put that on your calendar. On the history calendar, Wyoming history calendar. 1931, Alonzo Clark became governor of Wyoming due to the death of Governor Emerson on this date.
Yeah.
1903, a very pleasant dance in the nature of a housewarming was given at the new residence of Mr. and Mrs. C.M. DeVoe of Trabing. About 80 people were present, and everybody had a splendid time.
Sure.
Remember the old days. Everyone had a good time.
Yes.
They always say that. And a good time was had by all.
That was a common thing that was said, I guess?
It was a common thing. They used to put in the papers and, you know, it just
all the
little things, you know. And it was a great party and a good time was had by all. Well, maybe somebody walked away and they didn't have a good time. You just didn't know about it.
They're just making a safe assumption, I guess.
Always cracked me up. A good time was had by all. Smokey Robinson is 86 today.
Okay.
Jeff Daniels, very funny guy, Dumb and Dumber.
Mm-hmm.
71 today. Every time I think of that, say that movie, it cracks me up. Talk show host Lorraine Crook is 69 today. Leslie David Baker from The Office is 68. Seal is 63 today. 1982 on the date book. Boy, here's what you want your name under. And people every year talk about date books. Say 1980, Ozzy Osbourne arrested for urinating on the Alamo.
Ah.
Yeah, I want my name.
Why not?
Going down in history on that one, right?
I mean, to be fair, that's that was on brand.
1986, the Soviet Union launched the Mir space station.
Okay.
Today is Arabian Horse Day. Oh, beautiful. Love those horses.
Sure.
Boston Terrier, if you got one of those, give him some extra love today.
Mm-hmm.
Boston Terrier Day. Oh, anybody has a Boston Terrier? Do you know anybody has a Boston Terrier?
I don't think so.
You mean you don't have one in your tribe of dogs in your house?
No.
You don't have a Boston Terrier?
No.
Okay, all right. Chocolate Mint Day.
Okay.
Today?
Prefer just the regular mints, but okay.
Yeah. International Tug of War Day.
Sure.
Prevent Plagiarism Day.
Yeah.
What do you want to make a bet in about a year? It'll be ChatGPT Day.
Well, it'll be, pretty much.
ChatGPT. What's your favorite condiment, James?
Mustard, probably.
See, you know, you're like me. I think of the standard ones. But a study found that the most popular condiments among Americans?
Mm-hmm. Look,
check this out. Peanut butter.
Okay, I don't know if I count that as a condiment.
I wouldn't either, but I'll get to that in a second.
I guess it's a,
well,
if it's on a PB&J, does that count as a condiment?
A dictionary definition says a condiment is a sauce, seasoning, or relish added to food, usually after cooking, to enhance its flavor, texture, appearance. So don't we really treat peanut butter as an ingredient?
Yeah. I don't.
We put it between two pieces of bread.
Well, I guess
like you'd slice meat or cheese.
It'd be. Anyway. I don't know. The way I see it is like, so like you can have peanut butter and jelly sandwich. That makes it an ingredient.
See, but jam and jelly are also considered high condiments too.
If you were to see, I don't agree with that.
I don't either.
If I were to have like a, another sandwich, like another small, like a banana sandwich, or you know, like a peanut butter banana sandwich.
Just
Elvis's favorite sandwich. peanut butter banana sandwich, and you toast it. Then I think peanut butter becomes the condiment.
I am not putting a banana on a piece.
It was Elvis's favorite.
Bread. I know
Elvis's favorite sandwich.
I know. Honey is listed as another big condiment.
See, that's closer to a condiment.
That's closer.
Yeah.
I'm going to give him that one. I'd give it to him.
You know what I think it is? I think it's because we see it as like something that comes from a bottle.
Right.
And you can kind of like you can squirt it on.
Yeah, there you go.
Can't really do that with peanut
butter. Peanut butter?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, but the top ones were peanut butter, followed by jam and jelly, followed by honey, then ketchup, maple syrup.
That's the one I'm drawing the line there.
Now, barbecue sauce. Okay.
Wow, we're really this far down without mustard?
No mustard in those top
Okay,
ones.
We're looking at an incorrect list then. There's no way mustard isn't anywhere
on
there.
I know, man. Come on.
Mustard, I would argue it's the best condiment because it's, you can have as much of it as you want.
Right.
And it will not affect you. Like, there's no calories in mustard.
I don't like mustard.
All right. Well, if you don't like it, then you know.
No, I don't use it. I don't even have. I don't even have mustard in my house.
I'll put mustard on anything.
Really?
Pretty much. Really? Yeah. I'll put it on anything. I had it on. I'll have it on a chicken sandwich. I do not care.
All right. Oh, James. Here's a way to stick to your resolutions of eating healthier for the new year.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a trick to eat less pizza. I want to know this one.
I don't.
Okay.
Where's the trick to eat more pizza?
When you make or order your next pizza, cut it in at least twice as many pieces. So if you got like 8 pieces in a pizza and you cut up into 8 pieces, make it 16. And then eat it from a plate placed on a large table.
What?
Yeah. Studies find they hold true. You could consume 50% less pizza.
We're doing too much. Just eat the pizza. Just eat the pizza. Who cares?
This is apropos on a day like today. Anyone out there walking around? Icy conditions, whatever. I say, they prevent you from falling down. Walk a little pigeon-toed and walk like a penguin.
Does anybody know what that means? To walk like a penguin?
You divide your weight between your two legs at angles that increase the risk of slipping. So you widen your stance a bit. That'll help.
Okay.
In other words, you waddle.
Yeah. I don't want to waddle. Waddle's weird. It'll be all right. You can walk. You can walk. You'll be all right.
I waddled up the hill this morning in the dark.
I haven't fallen in a long time on the, well, I'm going to say, I'm going to knock on wood there.
Yeah,
let's
knock on wood there, yeah. I agree. Man, that's rough when you do that. Oh,
yeah.
Then you start hearing.
And it's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing, and then you hear things crack that normally don't crack.
I haven't gotten there yet, luckily. So.
Oh, I did one time. I heard a crack. I'm like, oh, why? What's that? Okay. What's unique about the word swims? SWIMS. What's unique about that? See, for those people not listening to the show this morning, you could really impress them at the water cooler this morning.
If you flip the M upside down, it could be spelled both ways.
Yes. You rotate it 180 degrees and it still reads swims.
Yeah. There you go.
How about that?
Palindrome.
Yeah.
Not really, though, because.
No.
Not.
Because you can't spell
it. It's not race car.
No. So, yeah. So if you're at the water cooler, go, hey, you want to know something about the word swims? And then the guy next to you is probably going to go, what?
Yeah, I know. You're like, dude, I'm just getting water.
Pull out your piece of paper and turn it upside down.
Wow, I'd be like, wow, you're really doing a whole presentation here next to the water cooler. I'm just trying to get some water.
Hey, check out the water cooler later today, James. You never know.
Yeah. You're just be standing there waiting for somebody to walk by.
All right, James, in sports, a tilt of 7.5 degrees is enough to make this thing fall.
A tilt of 7.5 degrees?
Yes, is enough to make it fall.
I don't know.
Bowling pin.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That makes it, wow, that's okay. Whenever you see them wobbling, right, and you're like, how did that not fall over?
I know.
That's weird to think that it's only 7.5 degree difference that you have to attain.
So do you know anybody's birthdays from today through March 20th?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, well, my sister's birthday is March 10th.
Oh, okay. Well, she's a Pisces.
Okay, yeah.
And her colors are mauve, lilac, purple, violet, and sea green.
No idea what mauve is. Oh, like a pink, purple-ish, I
something
guess?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay.
Your best day is Thursday.
Okay.
Her strengths are compassionate, artistic, intuitive, gentle, wise, and musical.
Most of those are wrong.
That's your strengths. Your weaknesses, you're fearful, overly trusting, desire to escape reality, can be a victim or a martyr. You like being alone, sleeping, you like music, visual media, swimming, which you can tip upside down, swims, spiritual themes, and you dislike know-it-alls. There you go.
Okay.
Okay.
There you go.
So, Pisces, if it's your birthday, now through March. James at Swap Shop coming up. Careful out there. Winter weather advisory going until around noontime today. You're listening to KROE Shared at 8 o'clock on the way. It ain't me.